here in the third quarter.
Number 13, Trenton McCarty. 23, Connor McNeil.
McCarty. McCarty and Depew back deep. As we get set to go, Birch will have the kickoff. And I don't know what he did. It didn't go anywhere. So the kick absolutely went nowhere. I don't know if he was trying to, maybe they were trying to dribble kick it and give it to the Vandals, but it did not work out and the ball went nowhere. And I don't know if it hit a Gillespie runner. I was kind of looking away. You know, you're kind of looking down the field expecting the ball to be down the field, and instead it went 2 yards. So the Vandals take over at the Gillespie 42. That's where the Vandals will take over at the Gillespie 42-yard line. Vandals lead 35-0. We get started in this third quarter. Quentin Stumbaugh takes a snap. Rolls to his left. Still rolling. He's in trouble, and he'll just have to throw it away. He got a hit on the near sideline. Vandals going right to left here in this third quarter. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 42. Just underway in the third quarter. The Vandals lead it 35-0. Three receivers will line up to the right. One to the left. The man on the left on the near side of the field is McCarty. It is Depew, Clay, and Colburn to the right. Stumbaugh from the pistol takes the snap. He's going deep. He's got a man. It is Connor Depew, but he cannot come up with the catch. Again, he had to come back to it just a little bit. He had his man beat, but then had to come back for the ball just a little bit, and it's incomplete, third down and 10. If there's a little more on that, a little more lead on that, that's a touchdown. Third down and 10 from the Gillespie, 42. Brody Matthews is going to check in for the Vandals. Nestrick is going to check in for the Vandals. Colburn and McCarty will check out, so there'll be two men in the backfield, Matthews and Hinton, with Quentin Stumbaugh. Two receivers line up right, one left. And to the left is Connor Depew taking the snap. Stumbaugh's in trouble, gets away from one man. He's scrambling, gets a pass away. It is caught by Connor Depew. 15, 10, 5, near corner of the end zone, touchdown. Great play by Stumbaugh. He had to scramble to stay alive. And then a great pass, great catch, and the Vandals have the touchdown, 42 yards, Stumbaugh to Depew. Great play all the way around, Stumbaugh to Depew from 42 yards out. And the Vandals score at the 11:35 mark here in the third quarter. As Cole Durbin gets set for the extra point. The snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Vandals lead it 42-0. Vandals lead it 42-0. 11:35 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Whether you're looking for new tires or quality used tires, the place to go, Rock Bottom Tire at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia, next to the Chuck Wagon. Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized dealer of MileStar Tires. MileStar Tires come with a road hazard warranty. See dealer for details. You can also get your oil change at Rock Bottom Tire. You can also give Jimmy a call, 618-699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. Rock Bottom Tire, 1720 North 8th Street, next to the Chuck Wagon in Vandalia.
The kickoff by the Vandals. And Gillespie with the return and get it ahead to about the 29-yard line. Cole Yarborough, Sam Bowers, I should say, with the tackle. And he got up kind of grabbing his back. I don't know if he kind of got kicked in the back maybe. But he's the one that got the tackle. So we are into running clock now with the Vandals leading 42 to nothing. So it is continuous clock for the remainder of the second half. And we had a quick first half. So we are into running clock. So Gillespie with the football. One receiver to the right. And Shaw under center. Puts a man in motion. They'll give it instead to the fullback, Dawson. He'll get ahead to about the 34. Pickup of about 4. Second down and 6. Second down and 6 for the Gillespie Miners from their own 34-yard line. Clock is running. We're in continuous clock, 42 to nothing. The Vandals with the lead here in the early going of the third quarter. Shaw under center. Puts a man in motion and gives the handoff again to Dawson, the fullback. He's going to pick up about 2 and bring up third down and about 4. Third down and 4 coming up for the Gillespie Miners. Corbin Myers coming into the game for the Vandals and Aiden Osborne coming out. The Vandals will probably shuffle in a lot of guys. They already do, really, on that defensive line. Third down and 4 for Gillespie from their own 36. 9.5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Shaw under center and in motion right to left. Fakes the handoff. Shaw rolling. Passes away. It is incomplete. First pass attempt of the night. And it's actually a pretty good throw, but Dawson, the fullback, the intended receiver on the far sideline, could not come up with it. And it'll bring up fourth down and 4 for Gillespie. And we'll see if they go for it. They did earlier. Their only first down of the night came on an offsides penalty against the Vandals. I think the Vandals were kind of anticipating they might kick it, but I think they're actually going to go for it here on a fourth down and 4. Fourth down and 4 for Gillespie. You're down 42 to nothing at this point. What you're wanting to salvage, get a good offensive drive going. If you could, a score. Chandra center, man in motion. Take the handoff. Now they pitch it. This is to Griffith, and he's going to be brought down at about the 40. He's going to be close to the first down. He's on the near sideline. Of course, the sticks are on the far side, so it's hard to tell. We'll see where they're at. I think he might have got it. Yes, he did. So Griffith got enough. He was able just to turn that corner and get enough to the 41. So Gillespie gets their first down of the night, not coming on a penalty. So first down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 41. Shaw under center. Wing T formation, 2 receivers, 1 on each side. Under center and in motion. They will pitch it to that man in motion. He looks to turn the corner, but cannot, and will end up pretty much at the line of scrimmage. That is Dawson Lancaster, number 4 for Gillespie, and it'll bring up a second down and 10. Second down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 41. Vandals lead it 42 to nothing. Here in the third quarter, 7 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the third. .7:15 remaining in the third. Second down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 41. Shaw under center. And in motion, that is Griffith. Instead, they'll give it to Dawson. And a couple of hard hits in there, and Dawson gets ahead to about the 46. A pretty nice run, about a 5-yard run, third and 5. Third down and 5 coming up for the Gillespie Miners ahead to their own 46-yard line. Vandals lead it 42 to nothing. And we are in continuous clock as Vandals got that score on the first possession here in the third quarter. Third down and 5. Shaw takes a snap, pitches it. This is to Dawson, or Lancaster, I should say. And Lancaster driven out of bounds, far side of the field at about the 48. Lancaster, the man in motion, he gets the pitch this time. And it'll bring up a fourth down and about 3 coming up for Gillespie from their own 48. Fourth down and 3 from their own 48 for the Gillespie Miners. We are better than halfway through this third quarter. Fourth down and 3. Shaw under center. Wing T formation, one receiver each side. Man in motion right to left this time. That is Birch. And I think they were going to try to pull the Vandals offside. It did not work. Now he's going to reset. And put another man in motion. And they did not get it. They picked up maybe a yard ahead to the, it might have been 2. But they are going to be short, and the Vandals will take over at midfield. So they pick up about 2 yards on the 4th and 3, and the Vandals will take over. So the Vandals take over on the 50. The Vandals take over at midfield. 5:05 remaining in the third quarter. Vandals leading at 42-0. And I see Andrew Kripe out there as a receiver. Carter Robbins out as a receiver. Also, I see Kendall Nestrick out there. Some new receivers out there. Brody Matthews out there as the running back for the Vandals. Quentin Stumbaugh in at quarterback still. Some new faces. Hands this one off to Matthews. He's trying to get to the outside. Turns the corner. He's going to pick up about 3. He was able to turn the corner on the left side, but not a whole lot there as he was tripped up. And it'll be 2nd down and 7. For the Vandals from the Gillespie 47-yard line. Camden Ruitt out there as a receiver as well, along with Nestrick, Kripe. Matthews out there as the running back. 3 receivers line up, right, 1 left. From the pistol, Quentin Stumbaugh. Quick drop, pass, knocked down by Gillespie. Nearly intercepted. And it'll bring up 3rd down and 7. 3rd down and 7 for the Gillespie Miners. Carter Robbins in there as a receiver, as I said. Now he comes up on the line. We're in a tight end kind of spot. We've got Andrew Kripe, Kendall Nestrick to the right. And to the left, we have Camden Ruitt as a receiver. Pistol formation, Quentin Stumbaugh. With Matthews behind him on the 3rd and 7. He will give it to Matthews. He's got some room. He's got the first down and a lot more as he's able to get ahead to the 36-yard line. Ball popped out, but the whistle had already blown. I honestly thought it had on Andrew Casey's catch, but he did not get that call. But a 1st down and 10 for the Vandals ahead to the 36 of Gillespie. So a nice run from Matthews. And the Vandals have a 1st down and 10 from the Gillespie 36. 2 receivers line up on the right, 1 left for the Vandals. What will likely be their final possession of the third quarter. Stumbaugh from the pistol. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Matthews. He's hit in the backfield and probably lost a yard or two, depending on the spot. And it'll bring up 2nd down and about 12. 2nd and 12. Back at the Gillespie 39-yard line for the Vandals. It is Kripe and Nestrick to the right, Ruitt to the left. Yeah, got younger Nestrick and younger Ruitt. Their older siblings were, I'm assuming siblings. I might be wrong on that. I shouldn't have said that, but it's kind of funny to say those names. Hand off to Matthews. And he got ahead to basically back to the original line of scrimmage to the 36. And it'll bring up a 3rd down from there. So it'll be 3rd and 10 coming up for the Vandals with 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Third down and 10 for the Vandals. Quentin Stumbaugh comes to the sideline and just gets the verbal communication from Coach Jason Clay. Play clock still plenty of time at 15. Three receivers line up right, one left. From the pistol formation, Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap. He rolls right. Gets a pass away. It is caught. That is Kendall Nestrick. And he stays on his feet down to about the 15-yard line on the far side of the field. Kendall Nestrick with the catch. And it will be a first down for the Vandals.
Picked up the first down, maybe. First and 10 on Vandals. 15.
First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 15-yard line. Two receivers will line up left. Nestrick is one of those, and I believe Ruitt, one receiver to the right. That is Kreit. And now in the backfield is Benton Dively with Quentin Stumbaugh. Dively gets the handoff. Waits, tries to find a little room, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second and 10. Second down and 10, and that will more than likely be the final play of the third quarter. So the clock will run out on the third quarter. We'll take a break, come back fourth quarter on WKRV.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating. Drive-up window and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Back here for the fourth quarter. The Vandals leading 42 to nothing. As we'll get started, fourth quarter, the Vandals will have second and 10. From the Gillespie 15-yard line. So we swap ends. And the Vandals will now be going left to right here in this fourth quarter. So I said that possession would be their final possession in the third. It was, and it carries over into the fourth. So second down and 10 from the Gillespie 15. Two receivers line up left, one right. Dively still in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh, and he's going to get the handoff here. And he's brought down probably a yard loss. And it'll be third down at about 11, maybe 12. Third down and 12. Back at their own, or excuse me, the Gillespie, 17-yard line for the Vandals. Two receivers line up, three receivers line up left. So we got trips left. One receiver right. The one man on the right is Andrew Kreit. Quentin Stumbaugh from the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. That is Carter Robbins. He slides to the right. And we have a whistle and an offside against Gillespie. I did not see them move, but they get an offside penalty, a five-yard penalty. That'll make it third down and 7. For the Vandals, third down and 7 for the Vandals at the Gillespie 13. And we're going to have a change at quarterback now. Patrick McDowell will come in. Patrick McDowell will come in at quarterback. The three receivers left, one right. McDowell in at quarterback for the Vandals. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, keeps it himself. He rumbles ahead. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. And McDowell comes in, has an 18-yard run, or excuse me, a 13-yard run for the touchdown. And so the Vandals back on the board. And the clock does stop for scores. Patrick McDowell with the touchdown run. It comes at the 10:30 mark here in the fourth quarter. And Cole Durbin will get set to attempt the point after. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is a good one. And so the Vandals lead it 49-0. 49-0 is our score. Take a break on WKRB.
Are you looking to build a new home in 2025? If so, come check out Pine Ridge Homes in Vandalia. We're a local Southern Illinois builder with homes currently under construction in 7 different counties. We offer the newest designs and trends and customized plans to meet your personal taste. We offer ground-up construction from our one-stop shop showrooms, handling all aspects of your construction through our project management team. For the most home, highest quality, and best value in Southern Illinois, come see Pine Ridge Homes for your new home build. You can also find us on Facebook.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years at Stumbaugh's, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Also want to thank football presented by Lucas Lash Trucking. They specialize in trucking, grain, rock, and equipment. They also have welding and repair shop. They're a locally owned and operated business. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. So the Vandals get set to kick it away. 10.5 minutes remaining in the game. Gillespie catches it at the 16. They'll bring it ahead. Still on their feet all the way to the 43-yard line. Finally, the Vandals make the tackle. Lucas Bowers with the tackle. First down and 10 for Gillespie from their own 43. Vandals now lead it 49-0. Gillespie looks like, of course, with their starters still out there, and you would expect that. Shaw under center. Man in motion. They give it to the running back. Fullback again. He gets ahead to about the 45. That is Morgan. We're ahead for a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8. Of course, we are in continuous clock with Vandals up by better than 40. 9:10 remaining in the game. Gillespie has a second down and 8. Shaw under center. He's got one receiver wide on each side. Wing T formation in the backfield. He'll put a man in motion. That's Birch. They're going to pitch it to Birch, and it goes over his head. And there's a scrum for the ball back at the 41. Could easily be a Vandal with the ball. I don't know. We'll see when they clear the pile. It looks like Gillespie recovered. So Gillespie with the fumble, but they recover. But Gillespie recovers the fumble. And it'll bring up a third down and 12. They'll lose about 4 yards. It was the pitch to the man in motion in that wing T formation. And it just kind of popped off his hands and over his head. Third down and 12 from their own 41. Shaw under center. And in motion, Birch. Shaw hands it off. And running back is going to pick up a nice gain all the way down the sideline into Vandal territory. Finally tackled on the near side of the field. For Gillespie, that is Cash Reynolds. Seen him in motion a couple times. Haven't seen him get a touch. Adam Buescher got the tackle for the Vandals. For Gillespie with a nice gain. But there is a flag down at the 50, and it's a hold against Gillespie. And that'll bring it back. I feel bad for the Gillespie Miners. They get a nice game there, but lose it on the penalty. But that penalty, where the flag was, would have potentially sprung him. And so it'll bring up a third down. Well, after they square it off, it's going to end up third and 13, pretty much where they were, about a yard worse. So they basically lost a yard out of that penalty. The flag was at dead midfield. So third and 13. Inside 7 minutes remaining, third quarter. Shaw under center. One receiver wide to his right. Puts a man in motion. They hand it off to the big fullback, and he nearly broke free. Finally, the Vandals are going to get him down at the 40 in Vandal territory. It is a first down. And he nearly broke through all the way. Dawson Morgan, their big fullback. And he busted right through the middle against a lot of younger Vandal defenders. And he gets ahead to the Vandal 41-yard line. One Vandal grabbed onto his jersey, just kind of held on and waited till some other Vandals could get there and help bring him down. First down and 10 from the Vandal 41-yard line, 6 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the game. Gillespie trying to get on the board. Three receivers line up right for Gillespie. Wing T formation, put a man in motion. That is Reynolds. He fell down. Now Shaw pitches it. That's Birch. And he gets tripped up at about the 38 on the far side of the field. Kobe Lux with the trip up, and it'll be second down and 6. Second down and 6 for Gillespie from the Vandal 37. So second down and 6. From the 37. Under center is Shaw. One receiver wide right. Put a man in motion. That is Reynolds. He's going to get the pitch. Vandals were in pursuit, but they did not do a good job. And he's going to end up getting ahead to the 29. They were in pursuit. They had an angle on him, but could not close it. In fact, it kind of looked like they let him kind of get away in a way. Aiden Carroll did come up with the tackle. I believe that was Dylan Blaine earlier, by the way. That had the touchdown-saving tackle, and it is a first down for Gillespie ahead to the Vandal 29. 4 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the game. Under center is Shaw. He puts man in motion, Reynolds. They hand it off to Dawson, the fullback. He's ahead to the 26. Pick up of 2, maybe 3. We'll call it 2. Second and 8. Second down and about 8 for Gillespie. Their quarterback Shaw looking to the sideline for the play. They'll have Dawson, their big fullback, in there. Gillespie just wanting to get on the board if they could. Come out of here with a score tonight. Under center, Dawson. Man in motion, Reynolds. Dawson rolls right, in some trouble, flings a pass, sidearm, caught, far side of the field. Gillespie's going to have the first down and more, head to about the 14 on the far side of the field. It was Reynolds with the catch. Shaw, left-handed quarterback, rolled right, was in some trouble, and then just had to pitch it, sidearm. He's got a little bit of the Laredo in him when he throws. And he completes his first pass of the night. First down and 10 for Gillespie ahead to the Vandal 14, 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 49-0. Two receivers line up left, one right. Shaw takes the snap, rolls left this time, pass away, caught, and breaking into the end zone for the touchdown is Gillespie's number 12. That is Diesel Horst with the catch. So Shaw to Diesel Horst from 14 yards out, and Gillespie is on the board. Shaw to Diesel Horst. 15-yard touchdown. And it comes with 3:04 remaining in the game. And Gillespie is going to attempt the two-point conversion. Gillespie will attempt the two-point conversion. Shaw going to run it himself, and he's going to be brought down, so the two-point conversion is no good. And the Vandals lead it 49-6. The 49-6 is our score. That will likely be our final. 49-6 is our score. We will just keep it here. Timeout sponsors for tonight include K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia, or you can find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. K-Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. Timeout's also brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They are a certified Milestar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Also want to recognize DC Concrete and Construction. Owner Dustin Chandler and his crew can handle residential and commercial work. They can handle foundation, flat work, and stamp concrete. Call them at 618-267-2571. Visit them on their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. So Gillespie will kick it away. It is 49-6 with 3:04 remaining in the game. And they will kick it deep. Vandals will go back and get it. That's Kobe Lux back at the 10. And he has a nice push and was one man away from maybe breaking that. He got tripped up at the 45. And he was close to breaking it. And Kobe Lux with a nice return. And the Vandals will have it up near midfield with 2:40 remaining in the game. So this one will wrap up pretty quickly as the Vandals will likely keep it on the ground. Patterson Dow will be in at quarterback. And in at running back now for the Vandals will be Caden Hoffman. A few other Vandals shuffling their way in. Number 59, that is Cameron Bunker. Number 61, Alton Emmerich, making their way in onto the line for the Vandals. Two receivers line up on each side for the Vandals. One receiver to our right is Kripe, and it is Robbins. Nestrick, we'll have to see here in a minute, the other receiver. McDowell, the quarterback, he's from the pistol formation, 150 remaining. Takes the snap, hands it off. That is to Hoffman, the running back, breaks a couple of tackles, and he gets ahead to about the 35-yard line. Caden Hoffman, his first carry, a nice one. He's a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore for the Vandals. Vandals shuffling a lot of guys in. I mentioned, I'm going to go Alton Emmerich. He's in. He's in at right tackle. Nestrick out there. We talked about him. He's got a catch tonight. Camden Ruitt and Andrew Kripe out there as well for the Vandals. McDowell takes the snap, hands this off to Hoffman. He's able to break a couple of tackles, stays on his feet. Nice carry down to the 29-yard line, first down for the Vandals. So Hoffman's had a couple of very nice carries. We're inside a minute remaining in this one. 50 seconds remaining. Play clock at 25, so Hoffman a couple of nice carries. And now the Vandals are going to go into victory formation. The Vandals go into victory formation, and we'll finish this one off and get the 49-6 victory. So McDowell just kind of getting everybody set up. Takes a snap, and he takes a knee at the 38. McDowell, by the way, and now the Vandals will just walk it off. McDowell, by the way, sophomore. Well, potentially could be the quarterback of the future when he's a senior. So the clock will run out, and the Vandals will win it here tonight, 49-6. Vandals improved to 5-0 on the season. They are playoff eligible after the win tonight. We'll take a break, come back, wrap it up on WKRV.
Are you ready for Old Man Winter to show up? Don't be left reaching for extra blankets when the weather gets cold. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today to get that heating system primed and ready. If your old system is worn out, Stumbaugh's can set you up with a new high-efficiency system that can save you money on your energy bills. Remember, Stumbaugh's have been around for more than 104 years and can service